Hey, folks, we're going to jump right into a little Journey update. That's kind of what we're calling it, because when we first heard the Journey of Carl and Lenore, we were all blown away by it. It's just an unbelievable story. Lenore is certainly a walking miracle. You know, nothing would have prepared Lenore for the worst sort of half hour of her life. You know, she'd only been working at this local clothing shop a couple of weeks, and this was her first shift by herself. And then with only minutes left in her shift, a man entered the store, proceeded to strangle her, kick her, stab her 31 times, and somehow Lenore had the presence of mind to sort of fake her own death at one point just so this guy would stop. The man eventually did stop, you know, shut off the lights, locked the front door of the store, and left out the back of the building. And so she's laying there hearing the sound of blood leaving her body. And Lenore knew that if she didn't at least try to go for help, that she would bleed to death, right? So, man, you know, she'd never see her three girls or husband again. So with everything she had, she began to get up. However, the man who had so savagely and randomly attempted to murder her hadn't actually left. He'd only gone into the washroom to kind of clean one of his own wounds when he was stabbing her. He sort of grazed off her arm and cut himself. When he saw that Lenore was still alive, he came back to finish the job. And somehow, someway, eventually, Lenore found her way to the front door of the store, got it open, collapsed on the sidewalk in front of the shop, where she was able to get to the attention of a man who called 911. One unit of blood left in her body, and to this day, Lenore is called a walking miracle by everybody that knows her, including all the people in the emergency services who responded that day. Hi, Lenore.
Hi, Drew.
Hello, Carl.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
These folks are my friends. We had a lovely sushi dinner a week or so ago, and I got a text recently, and I said, we've got to let our listeners know, because I have had so many people say, remember when you had Carl and Lenore, and you know, they don't say your names, remember the lady who was stabbed 31 times? That is unbelievable. So, walking miracle, how does that sit with you, Lenore? Do you get that? Do you really get that?
I do. I do get what a miracle that is, that I survived.
Yeah.
And that I got this great ending, you know, that I'm got to come back home and be with my family and learn to ride a motorcycle and walk a beach and do all those things. I do know what a miracle it is.
Yeah, the motorcycle part I'm not too happy about, Carl. I blame you for that.
Yeah, Carl.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. I saw a great video of you guys. Carl was, wait a minute, should I say this publicly? Carl was illegally filming his wife on the motorcycle beside him. Oh, boy. Okay, so Buddy got sentenced to how many years? When I was there for sentencing day, yeah. He got sent, what was it, 13 or something?
He got 13 years.
Okay, and Lenore, does that mean, you know, you cut it in half and he's out in 7 and maybe a little less with good behavior?
Mm-hmm. That was a possibility that he could have gotten out as early as 2016. And
what?
Yes, I think the date was September 2016 is when he would have been up for his
eligible
first
for parole.
But we also knew that we had the second case coming, and that's when they try to not just sentence him for the case of the girl he hurt 6 weeks prior to me, but they were also trying to deem him as a dangerous offender.
Okay, so what did he do to the other girl? Before he attacked you, he attacked somebody else. What did he do to her?
It's very similar, but he came into the store, sort of scoped it out, acted like he was interested in buying, you know, the flowers that she was selling, came back a couple of hours later. He then demanded money, he strangled her, and he really punched her. Like, he got her in a headlock and just punched her face in, kind of thing. Broke her eye bone.
Yeah.
I don't believe he stabbed her. I think it was that she was cut and really seriously hurt, but from the beating he gave to her. So, attempted murder.
Right, right. Man. Okay, I cannot believe this guy, you know, is going to be out in 2 years. So what the text I got put a big goofy smile on my face. Carl, what happened this past week?
Well, we were in the court, and finally on Thursday was the date where the judge was going to come down with her sentencing for him, either to sentence him for the crime that he committed to the girl in the flower shop, or to deem him as a dangerous offender and sentence him to an indeterminate period of time. And I don't know, Lenore, if you want to say it or you want
to... Oh, you can, Carl.
Because the last sentence in her statement that we have here says, therefore, I designate Mr. Richards a dangerous offender.
Yes.
And sentence him to an indeterminate detention, which means he'll never get out of jail again.
Okay. So yeah. As soon as I cheered for that, I had this initial little bit of, ooh, maybe that's, you know, maybe Jesus wouldn't cheer for that. You know, maybe that's we should be all forgiving and kumbaya about this. But, dude, I love you guys, and this guy did atrocious things to you. Atrocious.
Absolutely. And he was deemed a monster. I mean, this judge, she told him in no uncertain terms what she thought of him and the danger that he poses to society, and that the danger to reoffend is great, and that what he did was just atrocious, yeah. Violent. You know, it was just, you know, mad. So he needs to be put away for the safety of others,
yeah.
You know, and selfishly for us. It, you know, we cried because we just had this incredible sense of relief that never will we have to look in a crowded room in an audience or, you know, some mall and wonder, is that him?
Well, let alone the fact that he had your purse, Lenore.
Yeah, that's right.
So he knows where you live.
Time, he still has never said what he's done with it. It's just, yeah. So,
disturbing.
Of course, we were worried we'd run into him one day,
yeah.
Or he'd come here and finish the job or something.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not, you know, people know me enough know that I'm not real kumbaya about most stuff. So I'm happy to stand up and cheer and just be so stoked for you guys.
Thanks. We are too. Like, I feel like Lenore said yesterday, she has two big bricks lifted off her shoulders, and I agree.
Fantastic. Carl, Lenore, love you guys heaps, and thank you for giving us an update on your journey. Really appreciate
it.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah, keep praying for these guys, folks. Carl, Lenore, you guys take care. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Drew.
Okay.
All the best.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, if you want to hear that whole story, go to drewmarshall.ca. There's a search field there. You can type in Carl and Lenore, I guess K-A-R-L. That'll probably just get you there, and you can listen to their story when they first shared it on our show a few years ago. What a journey. Unbelievable.